Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Another North Carolina author has made the big time. His name is Wilton Barnhart, a writing teacher over at North Carolina State. And last Sunday, his new book, Look Away, Look Away, made the top 25 on the New York Times hardcover fiction bestseller list. Look Away, Look Away is a Dickens-like novel that follows the decline of a socially prominent contemporary Charlotte family. Barnhart takes his readers to country clubs, museums, mansions, college fraternity, and rush parties right here in Chapel Hill and their sordid aftermaths. Debutante balls, retirement homes, real estate developments, gay pickup sites, homes for unwed mothers, abortion sites, Civil War reenactments, and political campaigns. The family's titular leader, Joseph B. Duke Johnson, has a connection to the Confederate general best known for his surrender to Sherman at the end of the Civil War. Duke Johnson gained his nickname as a football hero and student leader over at Duke University. After college, he became a Charlotte lawyer and a Republican city councilman, and he had prospects of being governor someday until a sex scandal brought those dreams to an end in the mid-1980s. But the real leader of the family is Duke's wife, Jerene Jarvis Johnson, whose every action is calculated to enhance or protect the family's social position. Her family's art collection, housed at the Charlotte's Mint Museum and displayed in the Jarvis Room, gives her some leverage with the city's social elite. But the family is running out of money. Jerene's brother is a wealthy author of a series of Civil War era romances. Sometimes he shares his wealth with his sister's family, but his assistance is usually undependable and is always demeaning. Meanwhile, none of the four Johnson children show potential or interest in leading the family to social prominence and wealth again. The rebellious liberal Annie runs through three marriages. Beau, who might have been a lawyer or a businessman, is instead a troubled Presbyterian minister. And Josh is a mostly closeted gay with a secret active sex life, thanks to the resources he finds on the internet and the devoted help of his best friend and companion, a super smart African-American lesbian. The youngest child, Geraldine, shows early social promise until she shoots her way out of a marriage to a socially acceptable Charlotte boy. Well, here comes the question then. Does Barnhart accurately portray the social, civic, and political scene in Charlotte? Well, I thought he stretched things a little bit to make a good story. But when I challenged him, he promised he could produce facts to show the situations in the book are close to what Charlotte and North Carolina are really like. Well, one fact is indisputable. Barnhart is a gifted storyteller, and he's a welcome addition to North Carolina's literary pantheon. This is D.G. Martin.